listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got such an amazing Sunday lined up for you. But if you're just tuning in with us now, get ready to raise your vibration. If you didn't already know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, your frequency, your energy. And what we mean by that is, pretty much, we're here to uplift you, to bring you up, to bring you happy, to bring you happiness, more comfort. Who are you? What? Well, I don't know. Ask yourself. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. It's burning in here. I'm just messing around, guys. What's going on? We got a wonderful, wonderful show. We got the energy riding high in the studio. We're floating in the Golden Lotus. We got Brother Josh. Brother Josh.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Oh, Brother Josh. Brother Josh. We're talking to
Maybe
the world.
Maybe play the guitar for me.
Well, we are broadcasting out of the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California from space. Remy, how you doing, brother?
I'm very happy to be in America.
Hey, very nice, very nice. Yes,
I'm
yes,
very
yes.
happy to be in America.
Is it Soviet Russia?
A green card.
Nice. Ah. Oh, wow. So you just got your green card. Well, that
Don't tell the government, okay? I want to stay longer.
I'll try my best, Joshua. Well, guys, as you know, this is the show, right? Where, like I said, we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, there's a lot going on in the world. There is a lot going on in the world, whether it's your backyard or
ours.
Exactly. What we're going to be talking about on the show today is destructive events that have happened in the past few months.
Oh, man.
And how to cope, how to deal, how to perceive, and how the biggest thing, how not to fear. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what the show is going to be about. How not to fear these events and fear for future events. That does not aid and assist you in any way, shape, or form. We're going to start out with this story. Well, we all heard about ex-cop, ex-LAPD, Christopher Dorner.
Oh, my God.
If you guys are not familiar with the story, What happened is there's a gentleman by the name of Christopher Dorner. He's an ex-cop.
He came out of the Navy.
He came out of the Navy.
And then he became a
cop.
He was a Navy reservist.
Okay. So he was. He was in the Navy. He was a Navy reservist. And then he came out and became LAPD. So it's a very interesting case. I'm sure that you guys have heard about it. If you listen to Dr. Michelle on the Couch every Friday at 11, her show last week was talking about the psychological state of the individual, along with a few other psychological aspects of the situation. We're not going to be solely focusing on just this, but we are going to be focusing on destructive events that have happened, that have been happening, and why it is not good to fear them, and why you actually don't need to fear them. There is a science behind that. So, Remy, we're going to start out. Just so the listeners know, what could you say about this guy? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I haven't heard much. I'm not going to lie, but what I have heard is that, I mean, he was a Navy reservist and, you know, a cop and so forth, and he opened fire on a police car.
He
pulled up next to it and just straight up started shooting.
Right.
And, but what people don't know from this story, or at least that they don't mention in this story where they just talk about him killing the cops, is what happened before, where he had a what I heard is he had a female partner.
Okay.
And
right. This is the part that I wanted you to to say. Yeah,
and they were on a case or something, I guess there was an autistic guy or there was some sort of guy that's had some sort of mental illness, and the female partner like unnecessarily kicked him multiple times.
Damn.
And he like complained about it and he filed a complaint and everything and nothing was done, and apparently he did that multiple times where like. Not the same thing obviously happened, but like different things happened. He just tried to file complaints and nothing was being done and he just felt mistreated. Now granted, okay, maybe you know he was wronged or whatever, but this does not give anyone the right to just start shooting.
Totally.
It doesn't matter cops, it doesn't matter who, it just starts shooting people.
Right.
Now, it's really strange. What really drives somebody to do something so crazy? Now, if you look at the news from the last couple of weeks, you would notice that there's a huge trend of people getting guns and killing people.
Yes, yes.
The big question that's, it's just in my mind, it's eating me up inside like an animal wanting a steak, David.
You want a steak,
It's John? Eating me up inside. What is driving these freaking lunatics to do what they're doing. Yeah, tell me, bro.
Well, here. I could never, obviously, I'm not going to get up on a mic and be like, well, this is what's driving them to do this. But I will say that there has absolutely been a trend. That's why we are having the show. There absolutely has been a trend, an expression now more than ever from many individuals have been outrageous expression. For example, the man who, you know, was in the Batman movie and did the movie theater massacre. Okay. The kid, the 20-year-old kid, right? That took the gun and just like killed like 23 like kindergartners or something. Preschoolers.
Open fired on just the theater.
Open, right?
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. The kid that open fired on the theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy, I can tell you this, was just completely off his rock. Because he was basically picturing that he was the Joker from Batman. And he was like,
oh, the dude that shot up the theater. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And he had his whole house booby-trapped to the point where literally it was booby-trapped. It was filled with balloons filled with nails and stuff that were set to if a door was opened, it was set to. That's why they were trying to go into his house. And they couldn't because it was booby-trapped. The cops. He had things full of nails that were set to go off and just blow up and go nails flying everywhere as soon as you open a door. Like, it's just, this guy was just completely crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, this guy was just nuts.
See, the thing is that gun control will only just put like a little damper on the problems that are happening today.
Yeah.
See, gun control is really controversial too.
It is. It absolutely is.
I mean, it's in our constitution, you know.
Yeah.
That we have the right to bear arms.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, if everyone had a gun, think about it this way. If everyone had a gun, do you think it would be better or do you think it would be worse?
Look at a parent's point of view. Okay, you have a little kid. You have a little kid. My aunt just, you know, she just had a baby a year ago.
Beautiful, beautiful.
She's Australian. She came down from Australia.
Nice.
She was just bashing this country because we don't have strict enough gun control laws. And it's extremely controversial. Like my man over here, RB, Remy, over here said, it's extremely controversial, but I just believe that not enough can be done. There should be done. A lot of things should be done, but they cannot be done.
Well, here's the thing.
To make everybody happy.
Here's the thing. This is what it comes down to. When you say they can't make everybody happy, no, it is nobody's responsibility to make anybody else happy but the individual, number one. Number two, I think when it comes to gun control, banning guns, isn't gonna keep the crazies from killing people.
Absolutely not.
It's easy as that. I mean, do you want to ban like butter knives too? Like, do you want to? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying like, I think my personal philosophy is, we are entering a world and we are coming into a world where, you know, guns will like guns are not even gonna be on people's minds a lot of the time. I mean, obviously there's going to be like parts and sectors of the world that you know, I think are some enlightened more than others. But I think that what it comes down to for the moment and for bettering the situation now is not trying to necessarily take guns out of people's hands, but take open your ears is what I'm saying. We need to be better listeners.
Let me just ask you, bro, please. Do you guys think it would be worse or better if everyone had a gun?
Damn.
If everyone had a gun.
I think it would be maybe, I don't know.
Because the reason why I asked this is because, think about it this way. If I was sitting here and I'm like, I'm going to pull a gun on this guy. But then I remember, oh, wait, he has a gun too.
Right.
So if I pull my gun out, he's going to pull his gun out.
Right.
So why would anyone want to pull their guns out if everyone knows that everyone else has a gun?
I see that.
That's what I'm – that's
I see that. I
that's
do.
The
I
issue
see that.
That's at hand.
I see that. I see that. But is it also like – I dig that. I dig that. I have to play devil's advocate though.
Okay.
If like – do you think that – I mean, you are right. I just feel like if there's more guns, like, there's just, like, if somebody pulls out a gun, like, they are going to know that that person has a gun, but, like, maybe, I mean, like, my father has guns, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody has a gun in the house, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like most people, like...
A lot of people in America do.
A lot of people do, like... I don't think that guns are the issue. People are making guns the issue. No, it's not that the issue. It's what people do with the guns.
Exactly.
It's like, right. So I think okay, it's like take a person that is mentally unstable, right? And you take away their gun. Right? Let's say somebody that has a history of murdering people and is psychopath.
Oh, they don't need a gun to kill somebody.
Exactly. Right.
They don't need a gun to kill somebody.
Totally.
They will find some way to harm someone else.
Right.
I mean, just bring up what I was saying earlier. Like, the dude had mines set up full of nails, like, that he built
himself. That's crazy, dude.
Like, there's instructions on Google that you can find how to build, like, nail bombs.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Have you ever heard of the Anarchist's Cookbook before?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
That's weird. It's weird stuff in there.
What is that, David?
Well, it's like this like super highly illegal, like you're not allowed to possess it, book. I've never seen it. I've just heard about it. But it's like, I guess there's just, it's the anarchist's cookbook. It's literally what it is. There's recipes. There's like thousands and thousands of recipes for just like
disaster. Like just
weird
evil things. Evil. That you can create.
Yeah. Some of them's like, I mean, there are a few things I've heard that like are shenanigans, like stuff like silly, like, oh, how to make graffiti moss. Do you know what I mean? But then there's other stuff that's like how to make like
a landmine.
Yeah, and like,
it's ridiculous.
How to make balloon nails. Like, shit like that.
It's just nuts, dude.
And it tells you like shit like, oh, it also says different things, like different weird household items that will like get you high, and like just gross stuff like that. Like, oh, you can boil banana peels and it'll like get you high. Like just weird, weird stuff that like nobody needs to know. Do you know what I'm saying? Shit that like if this kind of stuff gets into the wrong hands, like if there's a person with a lot of time and, you know.
Let's just say there's a reason this book is illegal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Here's a little situation going on.
Let's hear it, broski.
If the government gets involved, and of course they always are, and they decide to remove every single gun in every single household and only leave the guns to the police, what
and the streets?
What do you think is gonna happen?
See, I was gonna bring this up.
I see that.
And it's gonna be very difficult for the government to do that because it's in the Constitution. Because to change the Constitution.
This is some crazy shit right now.
This is the Second Amendment, and so therefore, for the government to change the Constitution on which this country was built on, that would take a lot of.
There comes amendments, my friend. Amendments and the government.
That's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately,
though,
the government does not play by the rules.
That's right. I'm talking
smack about the government, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of people
if
do.
You,
yeah,
we guys,
yeah.
call in.
We got a caller right now.
All right, let's do it.
How you doing? You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to? Well, that's okay. If you want to call back, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815 if you want to call back. If you're just tuning in with us, we are talking about an array of things. Well, what the show is on today is how to perceive and deal with destructive events that are happening in our surroundings. For example, this Christopher Dorner, the ex-Navy, ex-LAPD, who is killing, he killed three cops and is on the run, and the story behind that. Also, you know, we've been talking about, if you're just tuning in with us, the Batman theater shooting and the also the kid.
The elementary school shooting.
We're talking about how to deal and how to cope with these interesting events that are happening around us. You know, the big thing that we are aiding and assisting with is making sure that you are not fearful, making sure that you are not afraid of these things happening. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to make sure that you stay in a peaceful vibration, in a peaceful vibratory state, knowing that, yes, there are things in the world around you that can happen, but all you can do is surround yourself with unconditional love, light, and really, really just watch what you create, watch what you manifest.
Caller?
We have a caller on the air. We're going to take this real quick. How you doing? You're live on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hey guys, it's Dr. Michelle from Friday here on LA Talk.
Dr. Michelle, well, you know, actually, if you were listening to the show earlier, Doc, I mentioned you earlier, and I mentioned I mentioned how you were talking about the psychological state of Mr. Christopher Dorner.
Yes.
you were touching on that. I listened to your show. Amazing show. Always love it. Hey, guys, if you want to check out something real great, definitely check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on the couch. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. You can't miss her. What's going on, Doc?
Well, thanks for the plug, Dave. I actually called in. I just was listening to your discussion today, guys, and it's a really important subject, and I just want to share that I really appreciate you, you know, spreading this message to your listeners about trying to stay peaceful and trying to, you know, keep our minds together and not allow all the things that are going on around us to make us fear more.
Exactly.
But that, you know, but in terms of the guns, you know, being sold and the restrictions on the assault weapons, and, you know, I really agree with you, Dave, and guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
About what we need also is a check system to monitor people who have history. We do already have, you know, criminal check systems, but a lot of people slip by who have had, you know, serious mental disorders who may be dangerous. And I'm not saying they're bad people. They just can't help themselves.
Right.
And also, I think we need this country to be really well educated about mental disorder. I think, you know, it's a serious thing. The Connecticut shootings, you know, the guy who let loose in the theater in Colorado.
Right.
These guys had evidence of, you know, psychosis.
Right.
So if, you know, the education comes where the mother of the young man should have, you know, not exposed this guy to guns. People should notice. James Holmes, the guy that let loose in the theater. They should have noticed his habits and behaviors and histories. He had a psychologist.
Right.
They needed to report his psychosis. All of this education would help our country so much.
Right.
And it's not discrimination. It's not judgment. It's just saying a lot of people shouldn't have guns who are, you know, going to have delusions of grandeur or, you know, have voices telling them that they're the, you know, the messenger of whoever, God, and that they, it's their duty to destroy the evil ones. And I've seen it working in clinics. I've heard it. I've worked with clients who've been in jail for attempted murder because the voices told them that, you know, these people who they assaulted were, you know, messengers of the devil. I mean, people can't help it. They have mental disorders.
Right,
but we need
to
keep them away from guns.
Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely.
And by better educating people, you know, they themselves would know if there's an issue, you know? More than now, at least, you know?
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I'm saying, you know, and I'm not saying discriminate against people, and, you know, but be aware of the signs. Parents, be aware of the signs if your child is showing, you know, aggression or social withdrawal or, you know, is who they hang out with or if they hang out with no one, you know.
Right.
You have to be aware of certain signs, and I think the country should be more educated about someone who may be suffering and could get, you know, proper treatment.
Absolutely.
And please don't expose them or have guns around the house or allow them to do this. I mean, this is... They don't know. They're not in their right mind. They can't help themselves.
Doc Michelle, I love every word that you're saying. I love it.
Thanks, honey.
I wanted to add a little bit to what you were saying. I want to talk about the media. The news.
Yeah.
The news.
Yeah.
Take a look at this. The news is practically a TV show. They could make up any stories that they want. They could exaggerate any stories that they want.
Of course.
They have a choice to either display this on TV and show millions and millions of people, or they have the right to keep it quiet. Now, which one would you prefer? To show millions and millions of people what some people are doing to other people, like killings, murders, and influence other people to do the same thing? Or would you rather have the news keep quiet and only have that state know about what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No,
right.
I think
the media is just blowing everything up right now, and that's such a huge massive problem influencing kids. Kids, yeah. High school kids are doing this. They're getting their dad's shotgun and they're coming to school and they're blowing stuff up. This is not. This is not right. This is not right.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think what also has to do has a lot to do with it is the ability, or the lack of ability that we as a collective have to really listen to somebody when they are in need of. You know, being listened to. I feel like we, for example, there's definitely signs, there's definitely things that, that these people show, that these people have done to show us that there is something wrong. Now, regardless of whether you look at that person and you think that they're going to be the next mass murderer or not, what I'm saying is, you know, don't there's no way to be like, well, in the future, that person's going to kill 20 people. You know, what I'm saying is you need to be considerate of other people, not just because of what they might do in the future, but because they're another individual. If you see if your neighbor is like really withdrawn or like, you know, maybe go over and like maybe bake him some cookies or something. Just like just put a hand out there to show that, you know, maybe if you sense like something's wrong and you see this person often and you're with this person often, do something a little bit out of the ordinary to show that person an act of unconditional appreciation or unconditional love. Show them.
We can all use that.
We could. Can you imagine how amazing the world would be if every person, if everybody that like ever shot up a school or anything like that just got that love that they were looking for, got that fulfillment, got that, that little hole in their heart they had been looking for.
I'm pretty sure the Holocaust wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you.
As far as
totally, man. It would be...
I think
if we acted out of love, the world would be a different place. And that
That's true.
That is what I think the world really is coming into. There's no more... This is one more thing that I want to say, Doc, and then I'll pass the mic to you. Really, I think it is so crazy to me. People, with all these things going on, you know, like the James Holmes guy, like we were talking about, who killed people during the Batman movie, and then the Adam Lanza, you know, the crazy Connecticut school. So what I'm saying is... People, we are in a day and age, we are in a time where things are actually, and when I say, I mean like actually like things in our solar system, in like, are accelerating. Everything, molecules, on a molecular structure, things are changing.
Yes.
And
I agree.
People feel that you are getting more. Every single person on this planet is they're getting deeper into one thing or another. They're getting deeper into either knowing themselves or they're getting deeper into denying themselves. It's one or the other. Yeah. And that's just what it comes down to. And there comes a point, especially people with these mental disorders, psychosis, with these things that, that influence them to do these crazy psychotic actions. I feel like these people are absolutely on the leading edge of this acceleration because they're so, they're snapping. Everybody is snapping. And whether you're snapping in a bad way or a good way, you're snapping. Do you know what I'm saying? There's like so, I feel like so many people out there are finding themselves, so many, like you're manifesting like crazy. You think of something, it pops up. You think of something, it pops up. Like nothing. Yeah. Like it's been, that's been happening like crazy. And like, it's been happening to everybody too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, okay. Yes.
But also at the same time, like when you feel this built up emotion in you, when you feel like this hatred or this lack of love or this lack of appreciation, that is snapping too. That is like breaking and it's,
sure.
You know, it's the volcano's erupting. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no more room for it anymore.
Well, that's true. And I agree. I think that, you know, if we all could find more peace and have, be exposed to more loving environments through the media, through motion pictures, through,
yes.
you know, that kind of thing. I think I told you I went to
that. Why don't
you
talk about, I was going to say, talk about GATE a little bit.
Yeah, I went to this event last Sunday, and it is called GATE, or the Global Alliance of Transformational Entertainment. It was a fundraiser at the Saban Theater in, you know, down in Los Angeles area. Well, it's more like Beverly Hills. And their whole goal is to help influence the media to present more positive messages for people, such right. as the producer of the movie I Am, director of that, the producer of What the Bleep, Do We Know, or Finding Joe. More inspirational, positive films, you know, that inspire people to really think about how they can affect the world.
Right.
That exactly. is really important. I just think that there should be more of that, and I think the more positive, you know, of course we have to present the news. Of course the news media is, you know, they're focusing on trying to find this Dorner guy who snapped. He right. obviously snapped.
Right.
He can't control himself right now. He was a good soldier, apparently. He was a police officer, and who knows what really went on there. But, you know, but you're talking about James Holmes, this other young man who snapped as well. There are people who have chemical imbalances who just snap, and they can't help themselves.
But that's the whole thing, is that they snap, and it's from, you know, it's not just like it happens overnight, you know.
Right.
Like it's from years of torture on their mental state, basically.
Yes.
That's right, honey. And it's like tapping,
yeah.
you know, on you know, a piece of plaster or a rock. You
right.
tap over years because and you haven't received any good positive feedback. Or in the case of someone who has a chemical imbalance, you need help.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just break. We don't know why. We don't understand. But love is wonderful, positive messages are wonderful, but also education about mental illness.
Yes.
That there are people, they just can't. We don't understand what the chemical imbalance is that's saying, you know, these people should be killed. We don't know. But education
right.
and also being able to spot certain behaviors in individuals who may be dangerous.
Yeah, certain
and again,
matters.
I'm not talking about, you know, being, you know, targeting people or any kind of judgment about people who have mental illness.
Right,
nothing
right,
like that.
Of course not. Here's the thing, though.
Education.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Michelle.
Go right ahead, sweetheart. No.
I was going to say, when you were talking back about the media, here's the huge problem. I love the fact that there are some directors, some intellectual directors out there, producers, trying to
right.
share a positive message out there in the media industry. But here's
the
problem. America, all America wants is money. Moolah.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
They run on moolah. They don't care
right.
what kind of stuff they put out. It could be crap. It could be
right.
it could be smart, intellectually, you know, intelligent films. They don't care
right.
as long
care
as they
ratings.
Make money.
Yeah, ratings
and as money. They as long as they care about money, which is why I think it's important for the younger generation to go out and see some independent movies.
I agree.
Sure.
I think it's extremely important because some of these independent movies, they do share a very, very positive message. And some of these directors that are students are better than the directors that we have in Hollywood working today, believe it or not.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, guys,
agree.
I didn't mean to take up your time. I just wanted to share with you some of my thoughts.
Oh, not at all, Doc. I really appreciate it when you call.
I appreciate the plug, too, guys.
Of course.
I really enjoy hearing you all, and have a wonderful day. Thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
we love
guys.
You. All right.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Well, what a blessing, what a pleasure that was to have the one, the only, Doc Michelle. Thank you very much, Doc, for calling in. What a pleasure. So, you know what? I have to say that Doc Michelle is absolutely right. I think educating the youth and educating people in general about certain mental health issues could really, really aid and benefit everybody, right? Because if you're familiar, right?
Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe said that.
I heard that once. Real American hero. G.I. Joe. You want to talk a real American hero?
That's G.I. Joe.
So, really, guys, I think that it is detrimental for the individual, right? For each and every one of us to want to know and to want to be educated about things like this. So we know and we can tell and we can foresee, when there is a possibility for someone to snap, like we were talking about. And guys, when I'm talking about this, I'm not only saying, well, you know, we're just trying to prevent more people from getting murdered. Obviously, yes, right? Obviously, the goal is to
limit violence.
Limit violence, of course. But also to help the individual that's like, okay, I know that, you know, when all this stuff happens, when, you know, somebody goes off and they do something crazy, we're always like, oh, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Like, he did something terrible. He killed these people. Well, yes, I understand. Yes, of course. But for a moment, let's just humble up to the idea of, like, imagine how distraught that individual was in their own consciousness to have to go and do that. Like,
exactly.
What? Like, I feel so sorry for these people that are so unstable and so, like, it's unsure.
Sorry, it's sorry for the people, and it's also I feel bad for that we couldn't do anything to prevent it.
Right.
Like, that's the worst feeling, is that this could have been prevented. All he needed was that extra hug, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And it wouldn't have happened. Like, that's how it is with most of these guys. They don't just wake up one morning and they're like, you know what? I'm just going to go kill a bunch of people.
Right. No.
It's like over years, you know? They
absolutely.
They sit there and they every day they're like, oh, they get bullied or pushed or whatever it is, man. And you know, over time it just creates a monster. It turns a human into an animal.
It's
just a killing thing.
You're absolutely right.
A killing thing. You're absolutely right.
That's what it is.
Killing machine. Thing.
Killing machine.
Killing machine.
It's fucking... No, it's absolutely true, though, man. Like, it's absolutely true. Because the thing about it is, first off, you as an individual can prevent allowing yourself to get so depressed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You can prevent that. People that are depressed and people that claim to be depressed and down on themselves, that is sad. And I know that depression is also, you know, can be a chemical imbalance. But I think really when it comes down to it, that's a choice that you essentially are making. Go do something. Force yourself to do something to be happy. Do you know what I'm saying? If you want love... Love yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
You need to, before you can ever love someone else, you need to learn to love. And same thing goes for respect. Before you ever respect someone else, you need to learn to love and respect yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Love and respect, guys.
Wholeheartedly.
Parents. Oh, my goodness. Parents have such a huge role on their children. Parents.
Yes.
You can neglect your kids. You can neglect them. Because all of this stuff, 95% of all these murderers, they were neglected as children. They were beaten as children. They were harassed as children. The other 5% were bullied, and the parents were actually good parents. But the other 5% were bullied. This all, when you're a child, when you're growing up, your mind is still developing. You're absorbing. Your mind is like a sponge.
Right.
So what other people do to you, your mind makes it an instinct to put that back out into the universe. And that's what's happening with all these people.
Absolutely.
No, it's true.
Absolutely.
Parents have... Sometimes I feel like, those parents that do neglect their kids or whatever, they literally just don't know what they're doing. They just...
They don't.
Not even in the fact of parenting. I'm talking about in the fact of... they don't know what they're doing to the kid.
Right.
They don't know how much they're messing him up.
Totally.
And it's pretty intense. like what it does. Because, and it's probably because their parents were the same way with them.
Right.
And it's just an ongoing chain. And, you know, that's how...
Absolutely.
That's how the trash of America is made, you know? Like, it's kind of crappy to say, but that's what it is, man.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. Also, what Josh said, which is interesting, which I liked, was, you know, how you said, you know, you can't, right? You can't neglect your kids, number one, right? Absolutely. I think that when... especially in today's society, when a parent or when parents, you know, are younger, they tend to, you know, I mean, okay, if you're like a 23, 24-year-old dad or mom, are you really fully ready to give up your life to this kid?
That's the thing, dedication. Like you gotta be
dedication.
Ready. You gotta be ready to dedicate.
Yes.
Because this kid, it's essentially, that's what we're all living here for, right? To
right.
make babies.
Yeah,
and if you're
Keep
gonna going. Make if you're gonna make a kid, you know, at least do a good job with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, it comes down to safe sex. Always be protected, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by Trojan Vibrators.
whether your kid is president of the United States or a mass murderer, it comes down to the type of condom that you use.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, if only, then lifestyles would be out of business. I'm totally kidding. So yeah, guys, you know, something else what I think is super detrimental is understanding that thoughts are things. So for somebody to get, you know, depressed enough or angry enough at the world to go out and cause such a destruction, such evil in the world, they need to understand that their thoughts are actually like things. Remy, perfect. How you said you're like the depression like actually can turn them. They're like it turns them into a monster.
Yeah.
Right. It literally turns them into a monster. And like what I mean by that is if you are thinking and you're flooding your self, your brain, your body, your energy, your blood, everything about you is filling with depression and hate and anger and upset. And I never got that. I never got that. The world did that to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Being the victim. If you are always the victim, well, then that's exactly what you are going to be. And the victim... what you are a victim of is your own thoughts. You are a victim of not knowing how to smile. And it actually is ridiculously important, literally just to smile. You know what I'm saying? To exercise smiling and just sit and smile. Laugh
they
for
actually,
no reason.
There's a study done that actually
yeah.
whatever expression you put on your face is if you wear it long enough, you will literally... If you smile all day, you will be happier.
Yes,
if you frown
bro.
All day, if you frown all day, you will be more upset.
Yes, dude.
That's just what it is.
It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
It does, it's true.
I have a song that I wrote, but it's like a poem. Wrote it goes the very end. I think they say a frown contracts more muscles than a smile, so yes, I guess you could call me lazy. But yeah, you know, that's the whole idea, man. You hit it on the head. Is that if you can even give yourself an illusion that you're happy, I'll tell you what my mom always used to have me do. When I was growing up, God, was I a handful? No.
You gorgeous son of a bitch.
Thanks, Josh.
Dude, we've like grown up with each other, man.
We have. We all have. We all were a handful. If
yeah,
you
we
know.
All we all definitely.
Guys,
were.
We all
were
had
to
each
look,
other in a handful.
If you were to audience listeners, if you were to look at these two sexy motherfuckers.
Oh, get out of here, man. If you were to look...
These sex fiends over here.
Sex fiends.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm surprised that they have not been painted on a canvas by, like, some famous artist back in the, like, 1700s.
I have multiple times.
Oh, okay, good.
Remy's like, sorry, Josh. Oh, man. Well, I could say the same thing about you, Josh. Right back
that,
at you.
That and twice as much.
That and
oh,
twice as
no.
much.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I really, if you can just, yeah, what I was going to say is my mom used to tell me when I was, like, when I was younger, I used to pout. Okay, this is what would happen. We would all do Taekwondo together, right? And I used to, there'd be days where I really didn't want to go to Taekwondo, but my parents did, and they were like, okay, we're doing it. And I was like, I don't want to go, like, nah, you know, I was like, yeah. Like, 8 years old, maybe like 9, I was like, fuck Taekwondo, except I didn't say fuck. I was like, poop on Taekwondo, this sucks, right? Like, I don't want to do this. So my mom always used to say, she'd go, Dave, pretend to smile. I'd be like, no. She'd say, she'd go, Dave, pretend to smile. Just like, pretend to smile. Like, just pretend that you're happy. Like, I know you're mad. I know you're upset. But, like, smile. So I'd be like, no. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually I would pretend to smile. I'd be like, fine. And, like, give her this, like, fake-ass smile. Yeah. Like, everybody on the radio is like, oh, like, I totally saw Dave's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dave's smile, right? Exactly. Well, if I could explain it to you, I would, but I can't, so I won't.
It's a fake smile.
It's a fake smile. Nah. But the funny thing is, once I kind of gave it a shot, I, like, gave it a chance, and, like, my mom was like, come on, Dave, just fake smile. Just, actually, if you can smile for, like, hold a smile on your face for 30 seconds. Seriously. Like, if you want to, hold a smile on your face 20, 30 seconds, you feel different.
You do.
You feel different. For some reason, it changes some things in your brain, man.
It's because, you know, that smile, those muscle contractions right. that happen in your face are associated with positive emotions.
Yes.
And that's why that happens.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. 150%. And just like, right, it's like your muscles contracting, like, sends the neurons in your brain to be like, oh, you're happy,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and, like, when you're sad and you're like, meh, then, like, that's so funny because, like, if you notice looking at people that aren't conscious of their facial expression, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can tell, like, when a person's in traffic and they're, like, mad, and they're their face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they just look.
They just look mad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if you were to talk to them, they'd be like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you want?
Or buy him some ice cream. My ice cream makes everybody happy.
Unless you're lactose
intolerant.
That's when you get almond milk.
That's when you get almond milk?
Nobody sells that.
Okay, then. It's just in my imagination, then.
No, you know what's actually really, really good milk? There's
goats.
Goat milk?
Goat milk is actually really good for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, then, I'm down.
On a side.
Coconut milk! Coconut water is really good.
Is coconut water and coconut milk two different things?
No, it's preference of what you choose to call it. I think.
I like milk better. Yeah.
Because I feel like coconut milk should have, like,
white
pulp in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Like, thicker than water.
It should be thicker than water. Because when you crack open a coconut, it's definitely watery. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Back to gun control, guys.
No, but seriously, guys, if there's one thing that I can, that I would like to close the show out with the last 2 minutes that we have, I think that it is to, number one, do not be afraid, do not sit and do not fear, you know, these events happening. Don't sit in, like, in worry, right? And know that when these things do happen, the people, we're just getting one step closer to where they don't need to happen anymore. Because with each time, you know, somebody does something like this, it does cause heartache, but it also brings us together. It also brings us light, right? It brings us, it shows us something that we never knew before. You know what I'm saying? It's a lesson, and it's a blessing that these people gave their lives unwillingly so we could feel these things and so we could learn these lessons, right? Do you guys know what I'm saying?
I do.
Well, it is always a pleasure. It is a blessing, and I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, check this out. Go on YouTube. Josh and I, we made a music video for Davy Crockett.
Oh.
You're going to want to go on YouTube, type in Crockett, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T, and then JM Media. Cannot go wrong. That's Josh's media company. Also, if you're looking for the best video quality in town, you know who to call. Listen, guys, we love you. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. We know that your Sundays are filled with light. We love you.
Sunday
and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. God bless.
Catch an empty on his toe. If he hollers, let him flow. Pray to God he doesn't choke. Fuck it, man. Let's smoke. Just another deep motivator and excuse to puff, puff, pass. Go back to class. Rhythm won't get you anywhere in life right there. Little to my understanding, I'm so young, shit is demanding. I paint a pretty picture with my mind's eye with a million words. I see kids holding up diamonds. I see stars keeping me shining. I see teachers keeping me whining. I see my wings keeping me flying. Above circumstances keeping me down. The darkness compounds, love surrounds, and our music is bound to shake the ground like two kings with two crowns. It's absolutely possible, more like unstoppable. When it hits you, makes your spine chill like you popped a knee pill.